Now this is a dictation for Patrick Gallinger. Gallinger, March 2457, addresses a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Altman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N-P-A, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Altman, follow-up for Mr. Gallinger. Chronic renal failure, hypertension. Last visit in March. Denied hospital visits. He is obese. Uses oxygen at night, sleep apnea, but unable to tolerate machine, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, much pain, palpitation, legs are weak, denies falling, is not using a walker or a cane, other review system is negative, medication list review, lisinopril, HCTC, takes medication for dementia and psychosis, recently treated doxycycline for bronchitis. Next paragraph, weight 233. Today, I don't hear localized RALS, although distant, no consolidation, no pericardial wrap, dry mucous membranes, no ascites tendinous masses. No edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. June creatinine 1.5, improved from 1.78. Low sodium 129, elevated potassium 5.3, elevated bicarbonate 30, present GFR 50 stage 3, calcium, phosphorus, albumin normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, CKD stage 3. No obstruction on kidney ultrasound or severe urinary retention. Clinically improved, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, low sodium concentration, low osmolality, out of proportion to the degree of renal failure. This is likely fluid intake given his medications for psychiatry disorder, dry mouth. Importance of fluid restriction discussed with the patient. Clinically not symptomatic, is at baseline. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, sleep apnea, unable to tolerate CPAP machine. Next number, monitor potassium, acid base. Monitor chemistries over time, come back in 6 months.